Hello, what up? So this is Kunai. I'm gonna be explaining to you personal branding. So this is going to be in line with the presentation that I sent to you recently. So you are gonna be able to see what I'm gonna be talking about. So let's get right into it. Personal branding. What is personal branding? It's an ongoing process of establishing a prescribed image or impression in the mind of others about an individual, group, or organization. So it's a practice by people marketing themselves and their careers as brands. The concept of personal branding suggests that success comes from positioning, packaging, and promoting yourself as an expert in a certain field. So the idea of personal branding is about positioning, packaging, and promoting yourself as an expert in a certain field. It does not matter which kind of field, but any field. If you're an individual, you have to make sure, if you are serious about doing business, you have to make sure that you are an expert, or you have people perceiving you or looking at you as an expert in that field. When you do that, it's going to make life so easy for you, and you'll be able to grow a business and make some money doing that. So let's get to the next one. So personal branding. Why personal branding? Regardless of who you are, someone is Googling you online. You have to know that. So trust is very important. Even in national politics, if people lose their trust in you, they pass a vote of no confidence. Even in a marriage, if partners lose trust in each other, they divorce usually. At work, if your employer loses trust in you, he fires you. So even in business, if the business partner you are working with loses trust in you, and obviously you are going to buy. So many relationships fail because of serious trust issues. So it's therefore mandatory to always make deliberate efforts that aim at creating, preserving, and enhancing your image in the eyes of others, especially those you target for some very important reasons. So those are some of the reasons that I'm going to be giving you. So this is where personal branding comes in. For you to make efforts to create, preserve, and enhance your image in the eyes of the people, especially the ones that you are targeting or the people that you want to work with in business. A good name is to be chosen above all riches. That is what the Bible says. A good name is to be chosen. It's better for you to choose a good name than to choose a lot of riches or great riches. This is one of the things that explains that it is important to be to have a good brand, because when the Bible is talking about the name, it's talking about the brand. So it's about having a name, building yourself a brand, making sure that you are known. People buy from people nowadays. People buy from people. They don't just buy for the sake of buying. Usually people prefer buying things from people, so they buy from people they trust, they know. Like, for example, if a person like Madam Boss comes to you, me, and you also come to me, you're trying to sell me a perfume, who do you think I'm going to buy from? Obviously, I'm going to buy from the person who I've known for some time. Even if I've known her on the internet or from the internet, but I still choose her because she's the person that I've been seeing. Her face is familiar to me. Her name is familiar to me. So it does not matter which business that you are in or which career you are in. You need to make sure that you build your brand. You have to make sure that you build your brand. It doesn't matter what you are doing. Even if you are a hairdresser, you have to make sure that you grow your brand as a hairdresser or as an individual. It doesn't matter whether you are a network marketer. You have to make sure that you grow your brand also, even as a network marketer. Not necessarily the company that you are that you've joined or that you are working with, because if you do that, you're going to have challenges if that company decides to close down or something like that. So you have to make sure that you grow your own brand, so that when you want to if the company decides to do anything, or if the company fails, or if anything happens, it will be easy for you to continue going, because your name, you will keep it. Your brand, you will keep it. So some of the companies nowadays do interviews online as well. Yes, you have to make sure that you understand that some companies do interviews online. What they do is they look at your profiles, they look at what you post, they look at what you do, they look at your online presence, your online life, your post, so they can determine what kind of a person that you are. You have to understand that nowadays it's very possible for someone to determine what kind of a person you are by just looking at your social media. Just looking at your social media, someone can determine who this person is or what this person does. So you have to make sure you're very careful with things like that. So let's get into personal branding.